My name is Ryan Gleason. I'm the AP Environmental Science teacher at Dos Poblas High School. And right now we have about 105 students in my three classes. And next week they'll be going around campus, and every piece of trash that they produce, they will, instead of throwing it in a garbage bag or into a recycling bin, they'll put it in a bag that they'll carry around campus and other places with them for a whole week. I had a student taking a test. The purpose of the project is really for students to see how much waste they produce over the course of a week. So many times we throw waste into recycling bins or into trash cans, and we don't realize how much we're producing. And at the end of the week, when we put all 105 trash bags together and see how much waste is produced, it should be a real eye-opening experience for everyone. We did this experiment last year, and I was amazed at how much waste not only my students produced, but how much I produced as well. I had the highest weight bag in class, and which made me rethink some of the parameters of the project this year. Should I talk about those?
Yes.
Okay. So last year, a student doesn't produce as much waste as an adult because their dinners are made for them by their parents usually, and because of that, the shared waste they weren't throwing in their bags last year. So I modified the project this year that if a student eats, for example, half of a box of cereal at home, then they have to take half of that box and throw it into their bag by the end of the week. If they use half of a gallon of milk, when that gallon of milk has all been used, they have to cut that carton in half and put it in their bag. One of the key parts of the project is that they are not allowed to recycle for the course of the week, because I want them to understand that recycling is not the end-all be-all to reducing waste, that there is a lot of energy involved in recycling, and the carbon footprint of recycling is much larger than most of them realize, because they all subscribe to conventional wisdom.
What are some of the verboten or forbidden items that the kids do not have to lug around with them in their white bags?
Good question. I'm going to let the students compost if they have compost bins at home. They're not allowed to carry around any meat products or anything that'll mold to the point of having an odor or being a health risk. If there's any bodily fluids on the waste that they produce, they're not allowed to throw it into their bag for health and safety concerns. So really, truly, they're only carrying around waste that cannot carry disease or carry an odor that would be a distraction to their classmates and their teachers.
Do you get a total volume or total weight or any other stats? This is a kind of a high school dryland version of Coastal Cleanup Day, but with a lot more impact, showing the students, you know, their own personal waste footprint. So is there any measurement that you can do at the end of the experiment?
Yes. Last year we did a qualitative measurement where we just had the students, you know, put all their bags in one pile. This year I'm traveling around to several classrooms, so that will be a little more difficult. But this year I'm adding the weight component in, and at the end of the project, at the end of the week, I'll be standing on a scale, and the students will bring me their bags, and we'll weigh the total weight of their bags, and we'll compare those to the total weight of the average American, and students can see if they are above or below average. But regardless, at least for me and several students I talked to last year, the goal is at the end of this project that when a student, after completing it, when a student throws waste into a trash bin or a recycle bin, they're going to think about the burden that they had to carry around for the course of a week, and hopefully look more into reducing their total amount of waste produced instead of seeing recycling as the only answer.
And this experiment is all within the guidelines of the California State Standard for Environmental Science, and this is an advanced placement high-level course here at Dos Poblas High School, correct?
Yeah, the California standards don't acknowledge environmental science, believe it or not. They have physics, biology, chemistry, and earth science. But AP courses are governed by the College Board's standards for being prepared for the AP test. And a good 10% of the AP test is based on a student's understanding of waste reduction and hazardous and municipal solid waste and that sort of thing. So this really falls in line with students fully getting an experience of how much waste they produced and the conversations at the end of the week with respect to how do we reduce waste are really eye-opening for them.
Great. Well, this is Sarah Etman-Sterner reporting for GreenHawk, NewsHawk's environmental section. And we'll come back and revisit this with Mr. Ryan Gleason and his Advanced Placement Environmental Studies class, otherwise known as APES. And we'll learn more about personal responsibility and a person's waste stream. Thank you.